With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The latest polling in battleground states and the country all overall show former President Donald Trump taking a lead over Vice President Kamala Harris as Election Day draws closer. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Supreme Court has allowed Pennsylvania to count contested provisional ballots, rejecting a Republican plea.
The Supreme Court rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. The justices left in place a state Supreme Court ruling that election officials must count provisional ballots cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were rejected. The ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates who had sought to force counties, primarily Republican-controlled counties, to let voters cast provisional ballot on Election Day if they had realized that their mail-in ballot was to be rejected for various garden variety errors, including missing signatures or dates. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October, a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. You'll find more online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 85% of adults do not want to see IVF outlawed in their state or in the nation. This is one issue where politics plays virtually no role. 88% of Democrats, 86% of Independents, and 85% of Republicans all say they want IVF to remain legal and available. There are pro-life concerns about the fertility procedure because it involves the creation of multiple embryos, some of which are generally destroyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greek leaders have revived a long-standing demand for war reparations stemming from Nazi Germany's World War II occupation of the country. During a visit to Greece this week, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier rejected the demand, saying the issue had long been settled. Steinmeier stopped at sites of Nazi atrocities in Greece during his visit. This is SRN News. The federal government is handing out $2.4 billion in railroad grants. More now from John Scott.
The grants will help pay for 122 projects nationwide, with more than half of the money going to smaller railroads. The grants will go to projects across 41 states and Washington, D.C. Most of the money will go to track and bridge upgrades, but some of the grants will be used to bolster training and explore cleaner-burning alternative fuels. Some small railroads will also get help upgrading to more efficient locomotives. Much of the money comes from the 2021 infrastructure law. John Scott reporting.
South Carolina has put Richard Moore to death by lethal injection for the fatal stabbing of a store clerk in Spartanburg. The execution comes despite a broad appeal for clemency by parties, including a former prison director, three jurors, and the judge at his trial, pastors, and Moore's family. He was convicted of a September 99 killing and sentenced to death 2 years later. This is SRN News.